Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. After the hour, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Deltina Hay is here. She's our good friend, author of The Social Media Survival Guide, The Bootstrapper's Guide to, and The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web, and she's a veteran developer, publisher, one of the social media pioneers, ladies and gentlemen. That means that she's been doing this for like 8 or 9 years. Got her right out of elementary school, right? Right, Deltina?
Right.
We're talking about mobile. Oh, by the way, give us your website, Deltina.
Oh, it's deltinau.com. D-E-L-T-I-N-A-U.
All right, so check that. And the book's available wherever books are sold. We're talking about mobile. We're operating under the premise that I require my audience to believe. They must believe this, or they can't. You know, I'm under the one of the reasons why, and that is that mobile will dominate their future. You know, one of the things I point out to them, Deltina, is that today, around the world, 1 million people will get a new smartphone for the first time, and it'll be the first time they've ever gone online. And these are people
right.
who've never owned a car or a television or a PC or a microwave, but they're getting a smartphone and they're going online. So don't tell me that mobile is not going to dominate your future, right?
That's right.
So what are some other things? In the previous segment, we talked about making sure that you have a mobile site, meaning your regular site converts to a mobile site, whenever someone requests your site from a small device. And we talked about making sure your newsletter is ready for mobile prime time and your e-commerce is. What are some of the other things we need to know?
Well, you want to make certain that, like I said, really walk through, you know, your entire customer experience and also, you know, all the places in which you have contact with them. You know, and that a lot of that's going to be industry specific. Like in my case, my LMS, my learning management system, because I teach courses mm-hmm. online. I need to make certain that is mobile ready, you know, and that entire experience is optimized for mobile. And the other thing I think that, you know, we talked about, you know, the smaller screen size, and we talked about taking advantage of the device's capabilities and how you do that. But the other element in there is time. You know, mobile is kind of, sorry about Corgi.
That's all right. Tell Campbell to be quiet.
For all of us. All right, Campbell, that's enough. She's a little OCD, so anytime a door is closed, she has a bit of a conniption. Okay, anyway, is the time factor where, you know, you really need to think about, you know, how we use mobile devices and, you know, how we want to do things very quickly.
Well, that's the thing. See, that's the point. That's the experience. And see, to me, one of the things that I did, as you know, Deltina, 3-4 years ago, there were still a lot of people who didn't have smartphones, right?
Uh-huh.
And I
right.
was telling small business owners in those days, 4 or 5 years ago, I said, okay, folks, if you don't have a smartphone, if you're running a small business and you don't have a smartphone, you don't know what your customers' expectations are. So today,
yeah.
don't stop, don't walk, run before the sun sets. Run down to your carrier store and buy a smartphone. I don't care if it costs you $1,000.
Uh-huh.
Get a smartphone, because if you've still got a flip phone, one of these old phones, you do not know what more and more of your customers' expectations are. And that's so when you talk about knowing what your customers are what their experience is, you need to road test your own experience with your own smartphone.
Every single page, and every single page on the website, and every when you go to your website and you're testing it on your smartphone, you need to look at it like, am I capturing, you know, do I have my call to action in front of them within seconds? Can they sign up to my newsletter within seconds? You know, can they purchase something? You know, can they see everything on the screen without ever having to pinch and pull?
Mm-hmm.
You know, product, buy now button, everything. The entire checkout process. Is it mobile optimized? Mm-hmm. Can they do it quickly?
Because there are customers that you have had that are converting to mobile and they're doing nothing but mobile. And there are people who've never had anything else. And I'll tell you something else. We have to remember, Deltina, Gen Y is now 100% in the marketplace. They're all voting age. They're all voting age. They're in college or they got jobs and maybe families, and they don't know. They really don't know anything else but their phone.
Right.
And there's 84 million of them. What does that say about who you should be trying to get? Right.
Right.
Hey, Deltina,
they are
going
to move on.
DeltinaU.com is the website. Deltina, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Sure will.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.